Hello and welcome to the D&D podcast, Demented Dungeons and Dragons.com, where we talk about everything, including but not limited to Dungeons and Dragons. Once again, David Ray forgot about the podcast. So I'm the only one here. And I don't know, I'm kind of tired. I kind of had a long day today. I got three options. Do another run. Go to bed, because I'm tired. Or go out and partay. It's Saturday night. Labor Day weekend. Everybody's out partying. I probably should be doing the same. Instead of farting around on a podcast that nobody's listening to or calling into, including my co-host. So, what we have here is a screwed up podcast. Let's see. Well, first things first, I should be playing our disclaimer, but I gotta load up the computer and get that ready. Second, we were talking about converting our podcast to a Red Towers podcast, so I'm gonna touch on that while I load up my computer and get ready to go out and meet people. Maybe. Red Towers. I don't know, it's kind of sucking. Started out halfway decent. I was kind of impressed. Now I'm kind of disappointed. I log in with my character. My character won't move. My character won't fight. My character won't jump. I can't go anywhere. I can't do anything. It's like the game is frozen. It's stuck. I'm trying to go to Egypt, and it won't let me. I can't even jump to the next flag. It won't let me. I close it out and reboot, and I have the same problem. I even actually uninstalled the program, reinstalled the program. Still have the same problem. I got two devices. Three devices. Actually, I got 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 devices, but I only got the program installed on, I had it installed on 3 devices. Now it's only installed on 2, and I'm about to just uninstall it altogether. But, yeah. I kind of miss Parallel Kingdom. Actually, not kind of. I really miss Parallel Kingdom. It's loading. It's logging in. I'm at the version 1.3.2.1. I don't know if that's an updated, proper version or not. I think when they did the last update, it screwed up, and now they got more problems than they did before. So I'll probably hang in there and kind of wait to see what happens. Oh, I need to log on my computer so I can play our disclaimer. I'm trying to log into my server with this SSH program so that I can back up a website and and do some editing on it so I can re-upload it. All right, well, while we're waiting for that to load, I'm going to take my phone off of, there we go, off of Bluetooth and on a speaker and play our disclaimer. Here we go.
This is Dungeons and Dragons disclaimer. Asterisk legal notice asterisk. This podcast is for educational and / or entertainment purposes only.
Nice.
Our opinions and religious beliefs are our own.
I'm not sure if you can hear that. So let me back that up. Put the phone a little closer. Because this, once I reformatted and reinstalled stuff, my computer don't seem as loud as it used to. It used to be really loud. Now, not so much. Kind of weird.
Demented Dungeons and Dragons disclaimer. Asterisk legal notice asterisk. This podcast is for educational and / or entertainment purposes only. Our opinions and religious beliefs are our own. Most of this is all hearsay evidence and is not admissible in court. Our first-hand knowledge is your hearsay evidence and you should always go and do your own homework. We are not necessarily encouraging you to overthrow any terroristic tyrannical de facto governments, medical establishments, fast food franchises, any religious or non-religious 501c3s or anything of that matter. We do encourage you not to feed the beast. We do encourage you to love your neighbor, your community, and your homeland. We do encourage you to do what is right, when it is right, because it is right. We do encourage you to protect your de jure government, your sovereignty, your freedoms, and your liberty, and those same freedoms and liberties for your neighbor, your community, your people, and your homeland. The Lord gave you free will. Please use it wisely. Pray it forward. Pray for others as you would like them to pray for you. Love others as you would want them to love you. Please read 1 Corinthians 13. We practice God's medicine, not man's medicines. Any nutritional statements heard on this podcast is just our research and / or experience. Most of them may not be accepted by the FDA. Under the New World Order rules, regulations, standards, codes, and guidelines, we are not allowed to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any diseases. But we cannot cure you, nor can your doctor. Only you can heal yourself. Disease is a result of a nutritional deficient environment. Feed your body right, and your body will cure itself. Man and / or other animals, we are not man animals. This podcast is not made for animals. This podcast is only for certain humans made in God's image, endowed by God with certain inalienable rights. If you are an animal, this podcast isn't necessarily for you. Please tell your human about us.
I love that last part. The last part kind of needs some self-explaining because most people don't get it. There's a lot of laws that are written on the books that claim us to be animals. And man rules over animals. So if they can degrade us, I guess, to animal status, then they can basically tell us what to do and we have no rights. And so a lot of the laws that are written on the books for the United Soviet States of America are for man and other animals. And so they're classifying you and me as animals or other animals. So, yeah, that's one of your lines of defense when you go in the courtroom is you're not an animal. And that law is written for man and other animals. So, there you go. But make sure you're looking at the right laws. Not all of the laws are written that way. But there's a lot of them. There's a lot of them that are. So, yeah, take a close look at that. Anyways, so go back on Bluetooth.
I don't know if it's working. A
Okay, I'm going to assume it's working. Oh, let me look at that. Okay, the light is blinking blue. That means, I believe, it means that it's working. So, we are back on, I almost said PK, we're Parallel Kingdom, back on the game for Red Towers, and I cannot jump. I cannot do anything. I totally logged out, rebooted the program. And I can't go anywhere. I can't do anything. Let's go to India. Nope. Let's go to Mexico. Nope. I wonder if anybody else is having these problems. Japan. Let's go to chat. Please wait for chat. And this doesn't seem to want to work either. It says, please wait. Still says, please wait. Okay. Shut that down. And let's go to settings. Let's go to apps. Let's find Red Towers. 53 megabytes. Clear the cache. Clear the data. Yes. Force stop. Yes. Alright. Now let's open it up again. Log into my account. I gotta start over basically because I cleared everything. Okay, there's the email address, now the password. Okay, log in. Network error. Okay, I got the email address right. Let's try the password again. Network error. Okay, I'm hooked to the internet. Let's go to Google Play. Let's go to Red Towers. Oh, apparently my internet's not working. Well, it was working a minute ago, but now that I'm on the phone, that's probably why it's not working, because I'm using my phone internet to log onto this. So, let's log off of the Wi-Fi. Now, let's use my other phone. I got two phones here. Oh, I don't want Google Maps. Alright, let's see here. Oh, I uninstalled it from this phone. Forget it. I have to get my tablet, and I have to charge my tablet. So yeah, Red Towers is kind of being a pain in the butt. So, I don't know, I guess I'm going to quit playing it for a little while. I'll come back later, maybe. It's kind of a time waster. So let's call Ron Paul and see what Ron Paul has to say. Ron Paul Revolution. I got our sign made for our DD&D off-grid organic farm and retreat. I just got to go pay for it, pick it up. Here we go, Ron Paul.
August 28th. The Senate Intelligence Committee recently passed its Intelligence Authorization Act for 2018 that contains a chilling attack on the First Amendment. Section 623 of the Act expresses the sense of Congress that WikiLeaks resembles a non-state hostile intelligence service often abetted by state actors and should be treated as such. This language is designed to delegitimize WikiLeaks, encourage the federal government to spy on individuals working with WikiLeaks, and block access to WikiLeaks' website. This provision could even justify sending U.S. forces abroad to arrest WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange or other WikiLeaks personnel. WikiLeaks critics claim that the organization's leaks harm U.S. national security. However, these critics are unable to provide a single specific example of WikiLeaks' action harming the American people. WikiLeaks does harm the reputation of government agencies and politicians, however. For example, earlier this year, WikiLeaks released information on the CIA's hacking program. The leaks did not reveal any details on operations against foreign targets, but they did let the American people know how easy it is for the government to hack into their electronic devices. For the last year, most of the news surrounding WikiLeaks has centered on its leak of emails showing how prominent Democrats worked to undermine Senator Bernie Sanders' presidential campaign. In order to deflect attention from these revelations, Democrats, aided by their allies in the media and even some Republicans, promulgated a conspiracy theory blaming the leaks on Russian hackers working to defeat Hillary Clinton. Even though there is no evidence the Russians were behind the leaks, many in both parties are still peddling the Putin did it narrative. This aids an effort by the deep state and its allies in Congress and the media to delegitimize last year's election, advance a new Cold War with Russia, and criminalize WikiLeaks. By labeling WikiLeaks a hostile intelligence service and thus legitimizing government action against the organization, the Senate Intelligence Authorization Act threatens the ability of whistleblowers to inform the public about government misdeeds. It also sets a precedent that could be used to limit other types of free speech. President Trump should make it clear that he will veto any bill giving government new powers to silence organizations like WikiLeaks. If President Trump supports the war on WikiLeaks after candidate Trump proclaimed his love for WikiLeaks, it will be further proof that he has outsourced his presidency to the deep state. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange, along with notable whistleblowers, foreign policy experts, and leading champions of peace and liberty, will be addressing this important issue at my Institute for Peace and Prosperity's conference on Saturday, September 9th at the Dulles Airport Marriott Hotel in Dulles, Virginia, outside of Washington. You can get more information about the conference and purchase tickets at the ronpaulinstitute.org. Thanks for calling this update. The written text can be found on my Facebook page.
All right.
To repeat the announcement, press 1.
Wait for it.
To repeat the announcement, press 1.
One more time.
To repeat the announcement, press 1.
Okay. What did he say the government was calling WikiLeaks a hostile intelligence something or other? Isn't that what our government is? Yeah. I tell you, we're going further and further into tyranny every day. People wonder why I call it the United Soviet States of America. People have been calling it that for quite a while. But if we're not there, that's where we're headed. They say love it or leave it. I love it, but love it or leave it is a cop-out. I don't love my government. My government sucks. I should say I don't love my de facto government. I love my de jure government. You say, what's the difference? Look it up. Like I said in the disclaimer, this is all hearsay evidence. You need to go and do your own homework. Look up de facto government and de jure government, and what is the difference? A de jure government, basically, in a nutshell, is a government that's for the people, by the people. De facto government is basically a police state and a slave state. You wonder why black people call white people crackers? A lot of people think it's because we're white. No, I'm not really white, but I'm actually kind of both. I'm part black, I'm part white. I'm part a lot of things. But anyway. It's funny. Somebody asked me the other week why I listen to black music. I'm like, because I'm black. They looked at me like, what? I'm not that black, but I, you know. Mine's 57. But I got black DNA in my blood, if you will. But anyhow, black people call white people crackers not because they're white. Back in the slave days, the cracker was the guy who carried the whip. And when the slaves seen or heard the cracker coming, the guy who carried the whip coming, they'd run and they'd warn everybody, cracker, 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 cracker. The cracker's coming. You know, the redcoats are coming. The crackers are coming. What is a cracker? A cracker is a slave enforcement officer. So basically, Abraham Lincoln didn't, we talked about this last week. Abraham Lincoln didn't really free the slaves. That was just a side effect. The Civil War was not fought over slavery, it was fought over money. Slavery was just a side effect, or, you know, whatever, freeing the slaves. And a lot of them were free before this whole ordeal. And a lot of them were still slaves after. I mean, like I said, the Civil War did not actually free anybody. Some people were already free before the war. Some people were still slaves after the war. But nonetheless, after the Federal Reserve came into play and we all had Social Security numbers, or as I call it, slave identification number, we all became slaves. It don't matter what color you are. If you're in the U.S. and you have a slave identification number, a Social Security number, and you trade fiat money, report to the New World Order, IRS, also known as the CEG, Criminal Element of Government, you're a slave. And all of these IRS agents, police, DOT, OSHA, what is it, the EPA, all these people are crackers. They are the slave enforcement officers. So, yeah, I don't know. Man. Nobody seems to really care anymore. It's like, you try to educate people about the problem, and they tell you, love it or leave it, because they don't want to hear about the problem. They don't want to hear. They don't want to, you know, they don't want to worry about the solutions. They think, oh, I'm already free. This one guy told me the other day, I'm free to do anything I want to do. I can go out here and do anything I want to do right now. I was like, really? You're not free. You're free to do what they say you're allowed to do. And yeah, maybe we're freer than other countries. Maybe this is the freest country in the world right now. But that's not going to last forever. You know, we don't do something about it. Every single day, they're voting away, passing new rules, regulations, standards, codes, and guidelines, new laws that takes away our liberty and our freedoms. What are we going to do about it? We're just going to sit around and say, love it or leave it, sit on our asses and do nothing about it? Or are we going to do something about it? You know? Tell these people we're not going to take it anymore. Get out there and start voting no on anything that increases the size, the cost, extends the reach, and the power of government. Bear arms. There's a lot of things that we can do. I mean, I don't have a gun. That's one thing I need to do. I need to step up and go buy a gun. I have friends and family that's got guns. So if a war breaks out, I'm not worried. But I should have my own. Lenny Ladner wants me to run for Congress because Congress basically has all the power. If Congress has all the power, why did Ron Paul get out of the Congress and run for president? That doesn't make any sense. He should have stayed in the Congress. I don't know, maybe he got voted out. I don't really know. I have to do my homework on that. Why is Ron Paul no longer a congressman? Excuse me while I munch on my dried fruit. I'm out done. I'm going to go to a bar, which is where I'm thinking about going, have a beer. I want to go on a full stomach. Do my logbook. Down here in Texas, supposed to be working oil wells, but right now I'm just shuttling trailers around for the company. Cleaning trailers, doing odds and ends work. Next week, I'm going to be going down to the wells and working the wells, but everything's kind of slow going right now because of the hurricane last week. They evacuated all of us, sent us all home, and now we really can't, a lot of the wells aren't open yet. Oil wells. A lot of them aren't open yet because of the floods. So, I'm doing my logbook. Write down my mileage. H 7 7 5 6 7 5 6 minus 672 84 miles I drove today. 84 miles. Not gonna stay out too late, probably till 11 or 12 and then go to bed. See here, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.5, 10.5, 2. 1, 2, 3, 4, 4, 5, 6. Okay, I'll do the rest tomorrow. So yeah, I'm just chilling like a villain. Been podcasting for about 30 minutes. Not sure what else to talk about. So I guess I'm going to wrap this up, get in my pickup truck, go to the bar, maybe meet somebody. I got a new bar I'm going to try to go to. I'm not really good at this, going out and meeting people, but I need to learn. I need to get better at it. You know, my last girlfriend, she thought I had all these women on the line, and I was all, you know, talking to and chatting up and whoring around with all these women. And I was kind of flattered that she thought I had that kind of capability, but I don't think I do. And if I have that capability, I don't act on it. But you know what? Maybe it's about time I should. Because I'm not getting any younger. And I'm tired of looking for love in all the wrong places. I'm done with all that crap. I'm just going to enjoy the rest of my life. Have fun for a change. Yeah, just enjoy life. So that's what I'm doing now. I'm just enjoying my life, or at least trying. So, on that note, I need to take my herbs because I'm kind of lethargic and I need some energy. So I'm going to take my herbs, stuff my face a little bit more, cut up this peach maybe, and eat my peach, millions of peaches. There's some fish oil, some flaxseed oil, vitamin C, need lots of vitamin B, because anytime you drink alcohol, you want to take extra vitamin B, because alcohol depletes your body of vitamin B. If you drink too much or you drink a lot, you're going to have a lot of, you're going to have a major B deficiency. And B deficiencies cause brain damage, mental problems. So if you drink alcohol on a regular basis, you want to take vitamin B on a regular basis. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. I always take about 12 pills at a time. Herbs. Get this one energy herb. That's way too powerful. I can't take it. It gives me an upset stomach. So I'm putting it in this little chopper thingy. You know, like a onion chopper, or, you know, food processor type thing. Chopping it up. I saw, oh yeah, what was that? Okay. I saw, was at China Mart, Walmart, and I was looking for something. I can't remember what I was looking for. Oh yeah, a little cooker for the truck. They got them in the truck stops. I was thinking maybe Walmart might have it. I should tell us wrong. But anyways, of course I didn't look in the camping section. I need to go look in the camping section. I'll do that before I go out. But I was looking in their food processing section, if you will, electronic food processing section. And I saw the coffee grinders, you know, coffee bean grinders, whatever. I thought, you know, that would probably work better for this chopping up pills, you know, into powder. Like I said, this pill is too powerful for me. I can't, and it's not a tablet. It's, or it's not a capsule. It's a tablet. So I've got to chop it up and a little into powder and then put it in with some other herbs. And, or I'll put it in my green drink, dilute it down, and then, it'll energize my green drink. So I do that every time I run across one of them. I got this big bottle of pills. I just mix them all up together, and I take them at random. I know what 99% of them are. The rest of them, you know, basically I have, I keep my energy herbs separate unless they're, like, obvious. Like, this one's blue, bright blue. About the same color as a Viagra pill, but it's not Viagra. And then I got a bright yellow one. So I got a bright blue one and a bright yellow one. I put them in with my regular herbs because I can tell the difference. I know those are, you know, those are energy herbs. So I got them handy if I need them. Like I said, those blue ones are way too powerful. I can't handle them. And so, I'm pulling them out. The yellow ones, I'm almost out of them. And I haven't seen one in a while. But, other than that, I put my energy herbs separate so that, I don't accidentally take one, say, at night before I'm going to bed. And then I'm wired and I can't sleep. You know, so basically I put all of, like, my health herbs together. General health herbs all in one bottle, and then I put my energy herbs in a separate bottle. And here's another thing you might know, might want to know. Now, it's not 100%, but it's probably about 75%. I cross-referenced weight loss herbs, energy herbs, and stamina herbs for male stamina, female stamina, all of the above. All three herbs, herbal blends, you know, you might go buy pills to lose weight or for energy or for stamina. If you cross-reference a lot of these blends, you'll see that 75 to 80% of the ingredients that are in these blends are the same. They're There's a few variations where certain things like chickweed is specifically for weight loss, and horny goat weed is specifically for stamina. But ginseng is in all three a lot of times. Green tea extract is in all three a lot of times. Green coffee is in all three a lot of times. What is it? Raspberry ketone is in all three a lot of the times. Garcinia and Cambogia, that's usually just strictly weight loss. But I think that's good for energy as well. It increases the metabolism and kind of helps you burn off excess stuff. So that will give you more energy. So, yeah. So if you're taking weight loss products before you go to bed and you're wondering why you can't sleep, that's probably why. Don't take those things before you go to bed. Stamina, same thing. Of course, for guys, it's a little bit different. If you're taking stamina stuff before you have sex, and then you burn off all of that, you know, energy, you're going to be able to sleep. You know, most of us do. After sex, we usually...
Hello.
Hello, and welcome to the DDD Podcast, Demented Dungeons and Dragons. .com, where you're late.
Very. Jack wants to join in. Oh, my God. I'm on the edge of reception, so I didn't see your text messages until just now. And it's like, oh, shit. Am I still online?
Yes.
Okay. Because I hear nothing on your end.
I'm taking my herbs. I was just about to call it a day. Go to the bar.
Okay. Well.
So you just barely called in time.
Yeah. So you've been monologuing for 45 minutes. Did you do Ron Paul?
Yep. You want to do it again? You might like it.
Sure, or you could just tell me what it was about and we could discuss it.
War, whistleblowers.
What's his insight on the war? This about to occur.
I don't know. I haven't really been paying attention. Hang on, let me go to Ron Paul.
For Monday, August 28th, the Senate Intelligence Committee recently passed its Intelligence Authorization Act for 2018 that contains a chilling attack on the First Amendment. Section 623 of the Act expresses the sense of Congress that WikiLeaks resembles a non-state hostile intelligence service often abetted by state actors and should be treated as such. This language is designed to delegitimize WikiLeaks, encourage the federal government to spy on individuals working with WikiLeaks, and block access to WikiLeaks' website. This provision could even justify sending U.S. forces abroad to arrest WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange or other WikiLeaks personnel. WikiLeaks critics claim that the organization's leaks harm U.S. national security. However, these critics are unable to provide a single specific example of WikiLeaks' actions harming the American people. WikiLeaks does harm the reputation of government agencies and politicians, however. For example, earlier this year, WikiLeaks released information on the CIA's hacking program. The leaks did not reveal any details on operations against foreign targets, but they did let the American people know how easy it is for the government to hack into their electronic devices. For the last year, most of the news surrounding WikiLeaks has centered on its leak of emails showing how prominent Democrats worked to undermine Senator Bernie Sanders' presidential campaign. In order to deflect attention from these revelations, Democrats, aided by their allies in the media and even some Republicans, promulgated a conspiracy theory blaming the leaks on Russian hackers working to defeat Hillary Clinton. Even though there is no evidence the Russians were behind the leaks, many in both parties are still peddling the Putin did it narrative. This aids an effort by the deep state and its allies in Congress and the media to delegitimize last year's election, advance a new Cold War with Russia, and criminalize WikiLeaks. By labeling WikiLeaks a hostile intelligence service and thus legitimizing government action against the organization, the Senate Intelligence Authorization Act threatens the ability of whistleblowers to inform the public about government misdeeds. It also sets a precedent that could be used to limit other types of free speech. President Trump should make it clear that he will veto any bill giving government new powers to silence organizations like WikiLeaks. If President Trump supports the war on WikiLeaks after candidate Trump proclaimed his love for WikiLeaks, it will be further proof that he has outsourced his presidency to the deep state. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange, along with notable whistleblowers, foreign policy experts, and leading champions of peace and liberty, will be addressing this important issue at my Institute for Peace and Prosperity's conference on Saturday, September 9th, at the Dulles Airport Marriott Hotel in Dulles, Virginia, outside of Washington. You can get more information about the conference and purchase tickets at theronpaulinstitute.org. Thanks for calling this update. The written text can be found on my Facebook page.
Okay.
To repeat the announcement, press 1. To repeat the announcement, press 1. To repeat the announcement, press 1.
So basically, anybody who does real journalism anywhere in the world is a potential target for the U.S. government to go after.
Well, yeah, basically. You're not allowed to say anything bad about the tyrannical de facto government.
Which is one of the arguments we had with our tree boss.
Yeah.
There's any conspiracy. Well, if there was alternative journalism-type news out there, somebody would come out with it and blow the others away. Well, WikiLeaks came out with stuff, blew the others away, and now they're targets.
Right. They're under attack.
Under attack. They are terrorists now.
Yeah. Oh, that would be a conspiracy.
But they're terrorists now. And it's like, well, yeah, they leaked important information about our government. It's like, really?
Yeah, they leaked important information that we needed to know about our government spying on us, which is unconstitutional.
Right. And if it was only conspiracy stuff, you know, the stuff we've been telling you about. If it was only conspiracy stuff, then why is our government going after them?
Yeah. It wouldn't be true if they weren't going after them.
You know? So.
Things that make you go,
Yeah, I don't. I'm going to have to call our tree boss.
Probably for reporting the news as well.
Yeah.
But actually, technically, they're the terrorists.
Sounds like Ron is joining the revolution, though, Ron Paul. If he's,
oh, yeah.
He's having these people come to his conference.
Oh, yeah, well, yeah, he's been one of the leaders in the revolution for a little while now.
Yeah.
He just can't say the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, because he'll get assassinated.
You get assassinated, and he can't hold office. Granted, is he holding an office right now?
Mm-mm.
So
not anymore.
He's a little bit more free. All righty. So, how long have you... That is one stupid cat. Only slightly more stupid than our cat. All righty.
Yeah, but our kittens are going to be really smart.
Yeah, the kittens. I got names. I got a name for one of the kittens already.
Dumb and Dumber does not count.
Well, no, I mean, you got an orange one and you got a peach-colored one.
Peaches.
Peaches. Millions of peaches. Peaches for me.
I got a peach I need to eat.
Yeah.
It's ready.
Oh, well.
Oh, well, what the hell?
All righty. Well, anything else to talk about before you head off to the bar?
Besides Red Towers?
Yeah, have you been able to log on to it?
I actually uninstalled it from my phone.
Because you couldn't get on?
I couldn't move my character.
Couldn't move your character. I couldn't even get that. Nope. I get the splash screen, and it logs on, and then it's loading resources. And if I walk away from my phone and come back to it an hour later, it's still loading resources. And if I walk away from my phone and come back to it a long time later, it's still loading resources. It never stops loading resources.
Nice.
So, does nothing. So, anyway, I'll go on. I will report that I will rate it with a 1-star and say it only loads resources. So.
It gets stuck loading resources.
Stuck loading resources. On the Galaxy 3,
I get the splash screen.
Yeah, on Galaxy 3, it gets to the splash screen. It runs for a couple of minutes and, you know, on the splash screen, and then it crashes.
Well, all right, I'm on the tablet now. Let's see, where am I on here? City, Mexico. Oh, it just shut down on me.
So it crashed.
Yeah. Maybe. Probably because it needs to run updates.
Well, okay. I'll check to see if there's updates to be run, and I'll run them. But currently, I'm on 1.3.2 on both devices. So, anyway.
Yeah. See this character on my tablet. I asked it to attack the wolf. It doesn't move. It doesn't do anything.
Right.
So I'm in New Mexico. I'm in Mexico. I want to go to Egypt. I just clicked to go to Egypt and nothing.
Okay, so you can't teleport.
Can't move. Can't fight. Can't move. Can't do anything. Jump to tower. Let's go. Nope.
Yeah.
Can't jump flags. Can't jump towers.
Well, I hate to rate them low, but, I mean, you know, that's one way you get a developer's attention. You able to email them via Google Play?
Oh, I'm sure they're on top of it. I mean, they're probably working on it. And David's gone. Yeah, it's a parallel kingdom on my tablet. But it'll just sit here and say connecting to server all for a while, and then it'll say, then it'll give me an error. Something's updating. Hello, and welcome to the DD&D podcast.
Is this the DD&D podcast?
Yes.
Wow. I really made it.
Retard.
No way to treat your listeners.
Right. You still sound like yourself, even though you're changing your voice.
Whatever.
All right. I installed a Purblue game called, what is it called? Heck, if I know what it's called. Hello, clicking on you. Oh, Portal Quest.
Portal Quest. Purblue, are they the ones that did the, no. Is that a GPS-based thing?
Portal Quest would like to get stuff. Okay.
You don't want to know your personal data.
Yeah. Basically, they're the ones who created PK.
Oh. That's who they are. I forgot. Traitors. Okay.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out how to cross.
Well, yeah, and then they were supposed to have Block Boss. And, you know, they promised stuff to PK players who jumped over to Block Boss. So, you know, I accepted the invitation, but I didn't really go over to do Block Boss until PK was pretty well dead. But by then, they had changed the website. So the invitation to the website that was originally Block Boss meant nothing.
Right.
And who knows where the hell Block Boss went. I can't find
it. Yeah, it doesn't exist.
Yeah, so, you know. Basically they screwed a bunch of players. But, you know, I don't know. I mean, they should have sold the game to somebody, if nothing else, you know?
Yeah, I know. I'm trying to figure out how to get out of this game.
What is it?
Here we go.
Can't find the exit button.
Can't find the exit button. Still trying to load PK. I still have PK installed on my tablet.
Yay.
Portal Quest sucks. Uninstall. Okay, uninstall, yes. Okay,
you know what? I should install all of Purblue's games and then rate them all a 1-star. And in the message block explaining why I rated it so low, where's this promised Block Boss that you promised all the TK users that you scammed?
Right? Losers.
your red power instead.
Yeah, but red towers is not working.
Yeah, that's true. Well, yeah.
Star Wars. See what that's all about. It probably sucks too.
How much is it causing your bandwidth to load all these games to play?
I don't know. I'm done playing. Going
all right.
to the bar.
Alrighty, good night then.
So long, farewell, auf Wiedersehen, and good night.
Yep, big party tomorrow.
D-A-R-T-Y!
Yeah, and I've got to talk our friend Bill into not being so desperate to play chess. Part of what kept me from seeing my phone in a timely fashion. So, alrighty.
Whatever.
I got 3 hours done today. And 3 hours of work done yesterday. Well, I got 3 hours of work done here and 3 hours of work yesterday, so that's a little bit of money, but it's like, come on. How about we do 10 moves, and then I go do some work, and then I do 10 more moves, and we do some work.
That's not fun.
Alright, I'm going to start limiting how many moves I make before I go do work. Because every game is about an hour.
Just oh, I hear you.
Oh, well.
Oh, well.
Hey,
Oh, I need my keys. Can't go anywhere without keys. Oh, I need my wallet, too, just in case I get pulled over by the crackers. Crackers! Okay, I guess that's it. I don't think David's calling back in. My lights are still on. Why are my lights still on? There we go. My lights are no longer on. It's 9 o'clock. These blue lights kind of look cool in my truck. The guy who had the truck before me installed them. I can't lock or unlock my driver's side door, so it's a little trick I have to do. I unlock all the locks with the power locks, get out of the driver's door, walk around to the passenger side, power lock the driver's side, and then manually lock the passenger side so that it's locked up. And that's how I lock up my truck. Kind of retarded. I'm a little tired, but I should probably take a vitamin B energy shot. Do I have one handy? Where is it? Because I know when I drink some alcohol, it's going to deplete my body of vitamin B, thus making me sleepy. And whether I'm under the influence or not, I still got to drive home, and I don't want to be sleepy. Or home. Home is my truck. Let's see if I can find a vitamin B shot. Always take vitamin B if you're going to be drinking. Oh, hell, I don't know where they are. I've got several of them. If I didn't have this filing cabinet in the passenger seat, it would be a whole lot easier to maneuver. Ah, vitamin B. Here we go. So, I got this Gatorade. A little bit of Gatorade left. Probably about 8 ounces or less. Let's put that in there. And I'll drink that to and fro. I'll be good to go. Just getting over a code to, I don't know what the code came from. I got in this new truck and it was kind of dirty. So I think I kind of got cross-contamination from the previous driver. And then I got in my pickup truck, which was dirty, from David Ray and his goat dander. And so I came down with a cold. I'm just now getting over that. My truck was pretty filthy, though. I cleaned. Clean some more. It still needs cleaning. Don't let people borrow your crap. They don't take as good a care of it as you think they might. But anyhow, David's cool, but he didn't take very good care of my property. I kind of regret doing it. Allowing him to borrow my truck for 5 years. It's only supposed to be a year. It ended up being 5 years. But I got my truck back. At least it runs. Some people would run it in the... Well, he did run it in the dirt, but some people would run it in the dirt worse. But, so, yeah, at least it still runs. So I give him that much credit. But it still runs pretty decent. I mean, it's got some issues. It's got some problems. It's run down. But it'll still do 85 on the freeway. It's a V6. 5-speed. Is it a 5-speed? 1, 2, 3. Yeah, 5-speed. Transmission. It'll still do 85. It'll probably do faster than that even, but... at 85, it's at 3,000 RPMs. I'm not about to push it over that too much. Yeah, I had it up to 85. You'd be surprised what this little truck will do. It's a Dodge Dakota. It's a pretty dang darn diddly good truck. I just bought another Dodge Dakota, an automatic. Not as good of a truck. Transmission went out, like, a couple months after I bought it. Of course, that's because the guy who sold it to me knew it had problems and tried to say, oh, it didn't have any problems, and then tried to say, I broke it. Right. I didn't hardly do anything. How can I break something? I guess I could break it. This stupid truck, the lights don't want to work. The biggest problem with that right now. The air conditioning works, which is pretty cool. They weren't working for a while, but I washed it and it started working. Of course, it ain't been washed in a while. So I think that was my truck's way of saying, wash me! I'm sick and tired of being filthy! But I take care of my stuff. I don't turn my shit up. I mean, I do, but I take care of it, you know? We all tear things up, but I try to take good care of my equipment. All right. I guess I'll leave those blue lights running in the truck. Shouldn't run the battery down none too much. Okay, I got my driver's license, my New World Order certificate to drive, whatever you want to call it. It's actually not my driver's license. I don't have a driver's license. It's a government driver's license that was issued to me, but it doesn't belong to me. So anytime somebody asks you for your license, tell them you don't have one, unless you actually made your own. I picked up these ones from New Mexico, had little alien faces on it. So when they ask me for my driver's license, I give them that one. Even though it's not really mine either. But I claim that one over the other one. And then they're like, what the heck, blah, 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 whatever they say. And then I say, oh, you mean this? And I'm like, well, it's not my driver's license. It belongs to the government. But it was issued to me. It's got my face on it. Is that what you wanted? They don't like that. But the problem is they give them a heads up that I know what I'm talking about, even though I don't. I know a little bit of what I'm talking about, but I don't really know that much. I need to learn more. David Ray is more of a connoisseur than I am on legalese and all that bullshit. And I'm losing my business cards out of my pocket. So now when I open the door, they're going to fall on the ground. Dang darn diddly. I'm going to go to Walmart, China Mart. So anyways, I guess I'll close this podcast with a word from our sponsors, which is me. Basically, go to kclamanagement.com to see everything that I'm doing. I got some sponsors for some of my stuff, so you'll have to check them out on my sponsor page at kclamanagement.com. And then check out everything else I'm doing. I'm basically getting away from the IT business. I started my IT business around 2000. I met my business partner around 2007. Now it's 2017, and I'm pretty much getting out of the IT business. Kind of tired of it. Tired of not making any money. Tired of everybody wanting something for nothing. But, I mean, that's in anything you do. I mean, I was doing tree work this summer, and that's what my tree boss basically says. Everybody wants something for nothing. You know. So, I mean, that's a problem everywhere you go, but, you know, they're like, oh, I can go to webs.com and get a free website. Or I can go over here and get a free website. Yeah, you can get a free crappy website. But if you want to pay, you know, if you want a professional website, you got to pay somebody for a professional website. Okay. Make sure I brought my phone. They're talking to myself. Well, this way. I don't know if that way goes through or not, but I know this way goes. We're going to this bar. There's three of them, side by side. I went to one, it was like dead. And so I was like, well, okay, I'm going to go to the next one next time. Because it was a little more lively. I went there last night. It was okay. So now there's another one across the bay. I'm going to go to that one tonight. They're like boat bars. So it's like they're on a boat dock. And so they're more of a, they're more my speed, if you will. I'm not big for the big, I'm not a big bar scene or a club scene type person. I'll go to a bar or a club. But I used to party a lot when I was young, and then I became responsible and all this other stuff, and kind of got away from the whole party scene, and now I don't even know how to party. I don't even know how to have fun. I mean, I have fun, but it's a different kind of fun. And so I'm just trying to relearn myself how to have fun and go out and club and do all that stuff that I would normally not do. Just kind of give myself a change of scenery, change of pace. You know, change of mentality, change of something. I just need some change. So I'm working on that. But anyway, so that's why I'm going out. Otherwise, I'd be on the computer working on my websites. And here I just said I'm getting out of the IT business. I'm getting out of the IT business, but I'm not getting out of the IT business. Well, basically, I have two business partners now. They pretty much do all the quote-unquote IT stuff for people. Anytime anybody, KCLA International is my corporate logo, if you will. Anytime somebody needs a website or they need IT help or whatever, that's basically where I send people. We'll go to KCLA International, KCLAI. com. Talk to Terry and talk to Jamie. They're my two business partners. They're a lot more IT than me. I used to be an IT guy. Now I don't feel like I know diddly squat. I mean, I just feel like I'm an idiot when it comes to the IT business. I mean, I still know a good handful. I know more than the average bear. But it's just frustrating to me anymore. It just drives me crazy. So I work on the website for the farm and the podcast, things like that. What I'm doing is I still own a website called truckerdate.com. I started it in 2003. My last girlfriend wanted me to just get rid of it, and I had just got done rebuilding it. It's really freaking awesome. Spent a couple thousand dollars and a lot of time, and I also spent money in support too. But yeah, I spent a lot of time and money on the software and tech support, and then she just wants me to arbitrarily just dump it. Throw it in the garbage. It's like, what? Why would I do that? And she gave me this ultimatum. It's either my websites or her. Come to find out, she's going around behind my back. One of the phones I'm using for this game, this Red Towers game, for one of my alternate characters, is a phone that she had and she dropped in the water. Well, it just started working a couple days ago. August 29th or August 25th, I can't remember exactly what day it was. But we went home on during the hurricane, so I went to my container to find some things that I needed, like my hands-free kit, which I'm talking on right now. I needed that for my job. It's illegal to drive and talk without a hands-free kit, which I don't like to do it anyway. So while going through all my stuff, looking for stuff, I found the phone that she left behind. Because first I went to Kansas City, and her and I were staying in the camper outside of my grandparents' house. And she left a whole bunch of stuff behind. I gave a lot of the junk phones to David Ray, and I kept the ones that I thought might, you know, work, like the one she dropped in the water. Well, I couldn't get it to fire up for a while. But then, a few days ago, boop, it fired up. So I went through her text messaging, and I went through her pics, and I went through her web browser, And what else was there? Something else. I can't remember what it was. I had access to her Facebook. I don't know what happened to that. It went away, which I'm not worried. I got access to her Gmail, which is connected to her Facebook. So I could get in her Facebook if I wanted to, but I'm really not that interested. But I went through her text messages and her phone calls and basically saw the people that she was calling and the people she was texting. And she was basically texting and sexting this guy behind my back. She was also going to a porn site looking at porn, but then accusing me of looking at porn and talking about how I was low down dirty scum because I look at porn when she was doing it. It's like, wait a minute. And then, I mean, I'll admit, I looked at porn before I was with her. But that was because I was single. When you're not single, you really don't need porn, to be honest. When you got a partner, you don't need porn. When you're single, you may or may not need it, but, you know, hey, it's handy. But she's talking about how I had this addiction to porn. I'm like, I'm not really addicted to it. Not like some people. But if I'm single, yeah, I could say that I could get addicted to it. But nonetheless, I deleted all my porn from her. I didn't need it. I was with her. She was hot. I was very attracted to her. So what do I need porn for? We had sex almost every night. But I got rid of my porn. She was dogging me for having porn that I got rid of. And here she was looking at porn on her phone. I'm like, what? And anal porn at that. I'm like, really? I didn't even know she was into that. I mean, I've never done it. But, I can't say that I'm into it. But I don't know that I'm into it or not. And then I went to her web browser. We went to the porn site. Actually, didn't go to the porn site. I downloaded this 4-in-1 recorder thingy. And the 4-in-1 recorder, I'm basically using that to document everything. It's got a screenshot recorder. So you can actually video screen record everything on the phone, which is pretty freaking awesome. So I'm using that to document everything. Not that it's any big deal. She's out of my life right now. But if it ever comes back to haunt me or whatever, she wants to, is this the road I want? Yes, it is. I've only been this way twice, so this time I'm not using a GPS, and I think I know where I'm going. Wait for traffic to clear. So anyways, I was going through a browser history and saw that she was also going to a site called Well Hello. Now, Well Hello is a sex site. It's basically just a sex hookup site. I know this because I actually had an account there at one time. It's a crappy sex site. They basically have bots on there that send you messages to say, hey, I'm interested in you. Come hook up with me tonight. Then you upgrade to a pay account, and those people don't exist. I tested it because I have my own server, so I can create as many email addresses as I want. Actually, you can too. You don't even have to have a server. Just go, create. This site didn't force you to confirm your identification or confirm your account. So I just basically created JoeBlow@abc.com and put my zip code and location in Missouri, which is where I'm from originally. And then all these women were saying, hey, 5 miles from me, blah, blah, blah. Come meet me. Come hook up with me, blah, blah, blah. and all these pop-ups saying these women are looking at my profile over and over and over and over and over again. I'm like, this has got to be fake. So I signed up with my old California zip code with another email address. Same thing, same women 5 miles away from me. I'm like, wait a minute. These women lived 5 miles from me in Missouri. Now they live 5 miles from me in California. All right. Just for shits and giggles, I looked up a New York City zip code and created another account for New York City. Now, same women, same messages, live 5 miles from me, want to hook up with me tonight. I'm like, whatever. So I basically left. Never went back. So that's Well Hello, the crappy sex hookup site. I'm sure you can really meet real people on there, but I wouldn't waste my time and money. But anyways, I'm actually creating my own sex hookup site now called wetasrain.com. I don't know if it's going to do any good, but I was like, fuck it. You know, all these sex sites out there, not all of them, but there's a few of them. They want all this money. Although, Adult Friend Finder is not too expensive. It's $100 a year, which is a little high, but it's not that bad. It's a little less than $10 a month. But I thought, well, I'll create my own, make it even cheaper, charge for advertising, and it'll be like, you know, whatever, $5 a month. Or whatnot. So that's basically the department that I'm going, you know, the direction I'm going is Dateline. So anyways, yeah, so she is accusing me of all these things when I was 100% loyal to her, faithful to her. I wasn't looking at any other women. I wasn't looking at any porn. I deleted all my porn. I was slowly going through and deleting all of my Dateline profiles. I had a lot of them. So, you know, I had to take time to go find them all and delete them all. But anytime I got on the computer, she accused me of looking at and talking to whores. So I couldn't get on the computer to delete my profiles because if I did, I was talking to whores. It's like, well, crap, I can't get on the computer. And then if I don't get on the computer to delete my profiles, then I'm an asshole for not deleting my profiles. Like, what the fuck? I can't win. That was a nightmare. I'm just glad I'm not in that relationship anymore. So anyways, it just went on and on about all kinds of stuff. And then she was an abusive alcoholic, so that made things worse. But, so going back to the Datelines, pics too. I went through her pics and she had nude pics in there that she was probably sending to this other guy. She had a bunch of other pictures she took of herself. So, now I have them. But, yeah, so I'm documenting all that stuff. But, so Datelines. I have some Datelines and some social networks. The poly community is one of them. My last wife and I were very poly. We were flaming poly, if you will. And I had like 5 different poly social networks. I had one that was kind of like PFLAG. I was a leader in the poly community. Now I'm like a nobody. But I was, you know, I had a PFLAG site for the poly community called Poly Family Services. It actually started out as Poly PFLAG. Because it was going to be like PFLAG for, you know, the friends and family of the poly community instead of the LGBT community. Of course, my ex was bisexual or bicurious, whatever you want to call it. And, you know, we were looking for a third to add to our family. As a wife, not just as a concubine or a sex slave or just a, third sex partner or whatever. We wanted her to be a part of our family, a wife, a second wife, like kind of like polygamy, but more. Because she was interested in women as well. So that's actually called polyfidelity triad. That's more polyfaithful triad. Polyfidelity, polyfidelity triad. But anyways, yeah, that's like old news now. But anyhow, so I had poly P flag is what the site was originally called. And then I found out that the Mormons had this organization called LDS Family Services. And basically it was a outreach program to help the people in need, but at the same time they were actually trying to recruit people to the LDS Church. So I renamed Poly P Flag for Poly Family Services. And instead of trying to recruit people to the poly community, its objective is to basically be a support network for the friends and family of the poly community, kind of like PFLAG is. But so that was that. And then I had an advertising site. And then I had a dateline that was strictly for dating, which is called Poly Dateline. Social networking, but not for dating, not social network, called Poly Networking. And then I had Poly Flag, where I sold poly flags. Stickers, the actual flags people could put on their... I didn't sell the car flags where you can drive down the road and have your flag on your car. I was going to. Never got around to that. Sold the actual flags and the stickers. Those are my primary deals. And that was kind of a bust. I sold some, but I didn't sell a lot. Still have some in stock if anybody wants one. But I still own the domain names. I converted all those into the poly community. I bought thepolycommunity.com, and I merged all of those into one site that actually looks and acts like Facebook. So I have that. I'm going to keep that going until probably I die, or it dies, one of the two. I've got Trucker Date. I've had it since 2003. In 2010, I tried to do a astrology dateline, and I realized I didn't know enough about astrology, so I shut it down and turned it into a a website where I actually help people astrologically, because I started learning more about astrology. I was going to eventually try to make another astrology dateline, but I realize now that that's going to be so complicated. And most people really don't care. Really. It's too complicated. Who cares? So I think most people just don't have the patience to do astrology in relationships looking for their soulmate. They'd rather play Russian roulette. So, which is kind of where I am right now. I mean, I've been playing Russian roulette looking for, you know, my soulmate, whatever bull crap. And then I do astrology, and I've been trying to find someone astrologically compatible. I've yet to find somebody. I settled twice, almost three times. Those were disasters. So now I'm just like, fuck it. I'm just going to be a gigolo or whatever. I'm not even going to worry about getting into a relationship. Screw it. just going to be like whatever comes my way. But in a relationship, the one before that was probably one of the best relationships I ever had. Lasted 7 years. Six of it was paradise. The last year or so, we had some problems. We had some issues. Then she ended up cheating on me. And then she got pregnant by a murderer who killed somebody and went to prison and left her with a bastard child. And, yeah, I don't know. Well, we broke up right before that. But anyways, a year before that actually happened, before she, you know, before she got pregnant. But, you know, I don't know. I mean, why waste my life trying to find love and happiness? Bull crap. When I can just enjoy my life and live my life. It's like I spent 7 years investing in that marriage, and she has an affair and flushes everything down the toilet. Everything we worked for, gone. Overnight. Practically overnight. Just gone. You know, the whole dream, the whole everything gone. And then what? You pick yourself up and move on. Then I get into another relationship with an abusive alcoholic. That was a year wasted. Then the next one, I don't even really consider that a relationship. We dated. She told me I was the only one. Come to find out, there was two others. I thought I was in a relationship. I really wasn't. I was in a, I don't know what you would call a retarded state of mind. But anyways, I was in one of those for a couple months. That was a total waste. And then the last relationship, we was actually in a relationship. She cheated on this other guy with me, but she lied to me and said they weren't in a relationship. Then it came out while we were in a relationship that they were in a relationship, and she basically had an affair on him with me. Then she was going behind my back with him, having an affair on me with him. It's like, what the hell was this woman smoking? And I want to park over there. That'll be easier to get out of. And less likely for somebody to run me over if they're drunk. Okay. Oh, yeah, and she was an abusive alcoholic as well. So it's like, I'm done with relationships. Fuck it, I'm done. Done, 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 done. So I'm just going to go out and enjoy my life. So, yeah. So I've got these date lines. It's basically the direction I'm going. So I still have the astrology site, but it's a social network now. It's not a date line. I mean, you can use it for a date line. I don't care. And then I have my educational astrology site that nobody really cares about either. Then I have Off-Grid Dating. That one's actually doing really well. David Ray thought of that one. We were on a Freedom Fighter social networking site called worldtruth.org. The site still exists, but it's different now. They changed their platform, their software that they were using. They're actually using a different software now, and they changed their name, but they still own the original domain name. So if you go to worldtruth.org, you'll still find them. that David Ray came up with off-grid dating, and we created a group inside the social network called Off-Grid Dating, and it actually got a lot of activity. Not a lot, but, you know, it was, we were impressed. So I bought the domain name Off-Grid Dating and made a website. I don't even advertise this website. People sign up. I actually ended up buying Off-Grid Singles later because it sounds better. And so whenever I upgrade the website right now, it's on a social network, but it's gonna, I'm going to upgrade it to an actual dateline here probably in 2018. And it'll be called Off-Grid Singles at that point. But yeah, I've got members signing up every week, and I don't even advertise this website. It's pretty awesome. So recently I came up with a couple other good ideas, somewhat good ideas, like melanin is, basically a chemical in our skin that makes us dark or not dark. And the more melanin you have, the more darker you are. And I have melanin in my skin, but not as much as some people. So I have a website called Melanin Goddess. It's basically parked on a social networking platform, but if it takes off, I'll upgrade it to a dateline, an official dateline. Then I have Wet as Rain, of course. That's going to be my XXX dating site. I wasn't going to do one, but I recently decided to just go ahead and do it. And we'll see what happens, see how it goes. If it goes, it goes. If it don't, it don't. We'll let it go. I think that's it, really. I think I had another one. Oh, yeah. Been verified singles. I don't know that I'm going to do anything with that one or not, but that was another guy's idea. That was a friend of mine, or an associate's idea. He created a Facebook group for it, but it never really took off. So if that didn't take off, the website's probably not going to take off either. So those are a couple of the things that we're doing, I'm doing. So when I talk about my sponsors, I'm pretty much the only sponsor. But I do have sponsors for mostly Trucker Date. Trucker Date is my baby. I've had it since 2003. And I'm probably never going to let it go. Kind of like the poly community. It's part of who I am. I never intended to charge for membership, so I'm still barely charging for membership. I mostly charge for advertising now, which is what I was trying to do before, but it wasn't working. But I got a lot better site now. I'm still the best trucker dating site. I'm the original. A few years ago, I had some copycats come out. But I've always been better than them. My site's always been the best. I've got more members than most of them do. I'm not sure about Trucker Catcher. I don't know what's up with them. Trucker Passion sucks. The only one that's actually halfway decent dating platform is Trucker Cupid. But they only got 1,000 members. And they want like 60 grand or something like that. I don't know what they want. They wanted a big fat paycheck for their dateline. They wanted me to buy them out because I'm really their only competition. I'm the only competition. So they contacted me wanting me to buy them out. And I'm like, I was interested, but then she threatened me because I owned one of her miscellaneous domain names. She told me I was acting fraudulent or practicing fraudulent activity. And I was like, what? So I did some homework after I got off the phone with her and found out basically that I was not practicing fraudulent activity, and that just pissed me off because she was trying to browbeat me and, you know, fear mongrel me basically into being at her beck and call. So that pissed me off. And then she wanted way too much money for her member database and all this other stuff. And she tried to hype it up to where she was using it, she was actually making most of her money off this other deal that was connected to that and for advertising it. So she's selling a whole package deal. Like, I'm not really interested in your package deal. I'm only interested in your members because my site's 10 times better than yours. And that was my old site. My new site's 10 times better than that site. So my old site was 10 times, and I had more members. My old site was 10 times better than her site. My new site's 10 times better than that. Yeah, she's going to have to pay me to take her members. Actually, I still want her members. But she would have to pay me to take her website because her website's junk, personally. I became a member. I signed up. It's junk. It's very clunky. It doesn't really work. You can't really search members properly. I mean, it's basically, you can search by gender, and that's it. And you got to go and filter through all these women by their pictures because you can't filter any other way. I mean, you just basically go through each page and say, okay, well, that one looks good. I might be interested in her. Go look at her profile. And you got to open it in a new tab because it doesn't automatically open it in a new tab. And it was very tedious going through all the women's profiles. Not that there was a lot of them. There was only like 200. And some of them were catfish. So there's probably only maybe 100 women out of 1,000 that were real women. And we'll say 150, give her a little bit of credit. So she had maybe 10-15% of her members were women, where I have like a 3-to-1 ratio. 3-to-1 meaning 3 guys to every woman. On average, datelines have like a 4-to-1 ratio, 4 guys to every girl. There's always more guys on a dateline than women. Very, very rarely will you find a dateline that has more women than men. Very rarely. But it has been known to happen. Primarily lesbian sites. But yeah. I think Zeus actually has more women than men at this point, or did a year ago. I don't know what they have now. There were some statistics out there. I don't remember what they were exactly, but there was one that actually had more women than men. I was actually kind of shocked. I never actually went and signed up, though. I should have. I would think that eHarmony has a lot of women because it sounds kind of like a woman-friendly type of a website. I'm a member of eHarmony. I'm a paid member of eHarmony. Not really that impressed with eHarmony. But nonetheless. So, I'm at the bar, sitting in my pickup truck, talking to you guys, instead of enjoying myself. So I'm going to get off here and go enjoy myself. And hopefully you guys are having fun listening to me ramble. But I'm going to end this here. So, till next time, if there's a next time, go to DementedDungeonsAndDragons.com to listen to all of our podcasts before and after. And, yeah, maybe you'll call in and join us on one of our future podcasts. And you can pick the subject. whatever you want to talk about, we'll talk about it. For the most part, I don't think there's anything that we'll shy away from. David shies away from talking about sex and things like that. I don't really care. I'll talk about anything. I'll talk about hermaphrodites even. One time we were actually talking about hermaphrodites, and these guys walked in while I was talking. We were talking about them intellectually, though. You know, doing, like, data research and whatnot. And it was kind of funny. I don't remember what happened. But I said something, and the guy looked at me weird. Took off out the door as quickly as possible. I was in a driver's lounge. But anyways, yeah, we were doing our podcast, or doing some, I don't know if we were podcasting or we were just talking. We were talking about hermaphrodites. We're doing an analytical analysis on hermaphroditism, or whatever you want to call it. Hermaphrodites. Born that way, not people who have sex changes. Those are called transgenders. But anyways, yeah, we'll talk about anything for the most part. So call in. And give us a holler. And if you want to talk about something weird, we'll talk about something weird. You want to talk about something normal, we'll talk about something normal. You want to talk political, we'll talk political. Religion, we'll talk religion. We don't care. We'll pretty much talk about anything. Even flat earth, which is kind of retarded. So, Demented, DungeonsandDragons.com. All right, good night.
Crap. Was I talking to myself? Oh, I was talking on my hands-free kit.
And my hands-free kit was not even connected. Are you there? Okay. I thought maybe David called back in, but I guess not. I don't know what you heard or how much of what you heard or whatever, but yeah, now I feel like an idiot. All right, well, that concludes the DD&D podcast, DementedDungeonsandDragons.com. Talk to you later. Bye.